Greetings, readers. Welcome to the October edition of Library News. We hope you all had a nice start to the fall season. Did you know that more and more foreign language books are being added to the collection every day? The National Library Service now has an online publication titled Foreign Language Quarterly, FLQ, that lists popular foreign language titles most recently added to the collection. Most of these books come from other countries via the Marrakesh Treaty and have DBG prefix. The first issue of FLQ was posted on the NLS website, loc.gov/NLS, in August, and a new issue will be posted every 3 months. All the books listed in the FLQ are available for immediate download on BARD and also available from our library. Call the library with any questions regarding these books.
Now for the top 10 most popular books downloaded on BARD last month. Black Hills, DB 69690, by Nora Roberts. Childhood Friends and Briefly Young Lovers, former New York cop Cooper and cougar expert Lil are uneasily reunited years later when Coop returns to South Dakota to help his injured grandfather. Now they must work together to outsmart a killer. Violence, Strong Language, and Explicit Descriptions of Sex, bestseller. Running Blind, DB 53541, by Lee Child. Jack Reacher, a former military cop, is accused of murdering several women he knew in the service who were involved in sexual harassment suits. When he is cleared, the FBI forces Reacher to assist with the case. Some explicit descriptions of sex, some violence, and some strong language. Die Trying, DB 53628, by Lee Child. Drifter Jack Reacher is kidnapped alongside FBI agent Holly Johnson, daughter of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. They wind up in a Montana militia compound run by Bo Borkin. While the Bureau and Holly's father work to rescue them, the two plan their own escape. Violence and strong language. Persuader, a Jack Reacher novel, DB 58168, by Lee Child. Federal agents recruit ex-military cop Jack Reacher to recover their colleague who disappeared investigating rug importer Zachary Beck. Deep inside Beck's fortress-like Maine estate, Jack discovers the illegal trader's real menace, a former intelligence officer, the sadistic killer he thought he eliminated a decade ago. Violence, strong language, and some descriptions of sex. Walk the Wire, DB 99196, by David Balducci. FBI's Amos Decker and Alex Jameson are called to London, North Dakota, a thriving fracking town. Irene Kramer's body was expertly autopsied and then dumped in the open. They are shocked to discover that the woman, who was a prostitute, was also a teacher for a local religious sect.
Gray Mountain, DB 79768, John Grisham. Furloughed Wall Street attorney Samantha Coffer is offered an unpaid year-long stint at an Appalachian legal aid clinic with a slim chance of returning to her old job when done. Entering the murky world of coal mining, Samantha is soon engulfed in litigation that turns deadly. Rainbow Six, DB 46775, Tom Clancy. John Clark, ex-Navy SEAL, is off to London to head up the anti-terrorist strike force, Rainbow Six, when his plane is hijacked. He and co-worker Ding Chavez quickly foil the attempt. In England, the two deal with bank robbers, hostage situations, a raid, and an environmentalist who thinks more of nature than humans. Violence and Strong Language, bestseller. The 20th Victim, DB 99249, James Patterson, Maxine Petro. Three victims, three bullets, three cities. Simultaneous murders in L.A., Chicago, and San Francisco, SFPD Sergeant Lindsay Boxer's jurisdiction, and local reporter Cindy Thomas's beat. The shooter's aim is fearsomely precise as their target selection. Lindsay realizes that the fallen men and women excel in a lucrative criminal activity. Bestseller. The Silent Patient, DB 93996. Alex Michaelides. Alicia Berenson, a famous painter married to a fashion photographer, lives in a grand house in one of London's most desirable areas. One evening, after her husband returns home late from a fashion shoot, Alicia shoots him 5 times in the face and then never speaks another word. Some violence, strong language, and some descriptions of sex. Magic Hour, a novel, DB 63255. Kristen Hanna. Police Chief Ellen Barton summons her estranged sister, L.A. child psychiatrist Dr. Julia Cates, to their Pacific Northwest hometown to help a feral 6-year-old child found wandering in the streets. Julia becomes both therapist and foster parent while trying to uncover the child's past and secure her future.
The Iowa Library Association's annual conference is in Des Moines this year on October 6th through 8th. The Iowa Library Association fosters a community of innovation and advocacy, supporting and strengthening our members to promote libraries as an essential resource for all Iowans. Members of the Iowa Library Association are comprised of librarians, library workers, trustees, students, and friends. On October 6th, the Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled is holding a pre-conference session at our library. We are excited to welcome up to 50 librarians from across the state of Iowa as we talk about our library, our services, accessible programs, and technology. It will be a great day.
This month, at Makerspace Monday night on October 11th, we will be joined by a special guest from Artful Connections as we mix and create personalized scented essential oil blends. This program for all ages will be a time simply dedicated to you. You will learn how to relinquish feeling fantastic and being calm in crazy stressful times. Please join us from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Iowa Department for the Blind in Des Moines. Registration is required, and the online registration form can be found at iowalibrary.blog. If you are unable to join in person, complete the online registration and choose Mail Activity Kit and Video Link option. We will send everything to your preferred address. Please contact Denise Bean if you have any questions at 515-452-1338 or denise.bean@blind.state.ia.us.
The Library's Library Chat podcast turns one this month. We will celebrate by chatting with more library staff on what they are reading and what podcasts they listen to. You can catch old episodes of Library Chat on our blog at iowalibrary.blog. In September, we talked about banned books and Banned Books Week, but make sure to stay tuned for our one-year anniversary episode later this month. And don't forget about IDB Read on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 11 a.m. Call the library to get the conference call number. It's not just Westerns anymore. Join us in October to discover what the group is reading now. And please don't hesitate to contact the library with any questions or comments at 515-281-1323 or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Happy reading!